This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
Indeed. You know, when I was in the military in the 80s, it was reckoned at that time, and I guess it still is today, that we were the finest night fighting force out there. And all of that technology really helps, but you can't imagine how much coffee is consumed in the military. And I drink more now than I did when I was in the military. The problem I have, and for those of you that travel, you're gonna get what I say. My coffee's only the right temperature for about 40 seconds. It's too hot getting there, it stays there, and then it's starting to cool off beyond where I really want it to be. So here you solve that issue with a Burnout mug. Go to burnoutmugs.com. So, when I called the election for Trump, and I was just going by instinct, okay? I was looking at a few things and everything else, but I kind of felt the pulse of the nation, and I just instinctively thought that was the way it was going to go. And I was immensely pleasured. I was happy. I felt a lot of pleasure about being right about that and making that call in public the way I had, on the air, on video with Ted Nugent. I loved it. I have no pleasure in realizing today that Kavanaugh now has the votes to sit on the Supreme Court, because for him, this means it's almost anticlimactic that he got to that point. He now has the votes. Susan Collins has said yes. Joe Manchin has said yes. And, Flake has said yes. So it's going to happen. And everything they've tried has failed. Just like everything they tried to do with gun control in 2013 and everything they tried to do with the election in 2016, it has failed. Now, some of the operators, and this was a very coordinated protest, if you will. This is why I don't get any pleasure out of this, because in the run-up to this, the whole way that people wanted to, you, me, Stephen DeAngeli, we're all in here saying, call your senators. There were a bunch of people running at the senators, telegraphing their intent to do something to them, having to be held back and restrained. And the senators, rightfully so, with the exception of Jeff Flake. I mean, I saw Orrin Hatch get out there, and he was waving them all, telling them to grow up and everything. And good for you, Orrin Hatch. And I'm glad you had a couple of able-bodied men there to hold them back from you, because you certainly can't fight him. But they were coming for Orrin Hatch is a senator, but he's an old man. And they were going after him. They wanted to get after him, and they were having to be held back from him. Now, the problem, were they going to be violent? I have no idea. The problem, though, is if you don't take some sort of precaution against this, you lose all capability to keep them from being violent. This leftist notion that they have, like it's okay to go to Alexandria and shoot up a baseball field full of Republicans. That's okay. Stephen Scalise had it coming to him, that kind of thing. This is where they stand. This is where they are. Now, I say this in the most beseeching manner I can, because I really don't want it to go the other way. I would really like for us all to take a moment and remember how we felt that horrible day, nearly more than, 17 years ago, when we looked up at the skyline in New York and we were all Americans that day. If we could remember how that felt, to feel as one, which is the closest we've come to in modern times that I know of, that would be great if we could do that and make that last for a little bit. But leftists, Democrats, this is nothing new to me. I have expected this from you. I've been expecting this from you for a very long time. You guys have a way of explaining away anything. What Teddy Kennedy did to Mary Jo Kopechne was okay because he owned up to it. Well, you know, he left her to die. John Kerry, was that okay that happened? Richard Blumenthal getting out there saying, well, you know, when I was in Da Nang and Sang Bang and Ping Pong and all these other places, people were dying left and right, but my platoon kept on going. And then we found out, dude, the closest you ever came to Vietnam was you might have seen that movie Platoon. And he, and in Connecticut, he's still a senator. So, you know, there's a lot of things about your value set that are on display daily. But above all things, one of the things you value is you value intimidation, and if you have to go that route, violence. So, here's what I'm gonna tell you something, and then I'm gonna ask you something. I'm gonna beg you for a favor. Donald Trump was duly elected. He won 85% of all the popular vote if you take out California. And California, whether anybody wants to admit it or not, there was a whole bunch of voter fraud going on. I mean, in the millions in California. Donald Trump won the electoral selection by a landslide. And that's the way these things are decided, is by the electoral process, not the popular vote, because we're not a mob rules kind of thing. We're a republic. You're not going to unseat him. You're not going to impeach him. All of the things you're telegraphing, all these things that you think, your program is anti-Trump. That's your thing. We don't like Trump. And that's fine. I didn't like Obama. I didn't like Clinton. Now, the difference is when Obama was elected, I was like, we got to see what he's going to do. Because at the outset, you know, the difference between Obama and McCain at the time was that Obama was talking about what he was going to do, and McCain was talking about Obama. So all eyes were on Obama. So it didn't surprise me that McCain lost. McCain was never going to win. McCain, Bob Dole, Mitt Romney, they're the guys that earned the right. It was their turn to be the nominee. After a while, I wanted both of those guys to fail because of the direction they were taking the country, and especially Obama. Because Obama, you know, Obama's a socialist. But you're going to keep on pushing this notion that, you know, okay, so if we can't unseat him, we're never going to let the Republicans rest. You're going to push the wrong Republican one day. And I don't want to hear any yammering when they defend themselves. I've heard all this stuff about how Kavanaugh doesn't have the temperament. He lost his mind. He was yelling. Well, look, dude was defending himself against a bunch of people yelling at him. You can give it, but you can't take it. But you're going to have to learn how to take it, because sooner or later, you're going to give it to somebody that can give it to you better. And when that happens, be prepared not to like it. And be prepared not to have people like me care that you don't like it. And that's going to happen in whatever form it's going to happen in. It may be a bunch of Antifa marching down the middle of the street and getting wiped out by a bunch of veterans. Well, not a bunch of them, just a handful. Or it might turn into, you know, whatever you're going to bring. Remember, there's a lot of people out here who know more about it than you do. So I would ask you to refrain from doing that, please. Because I look at you as Americans that are really misguided. But I can forget the American part and just think about the misguided if you push it too far. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Hype Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. HypeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
This is where you get to that one point with your cup of coffee. When you're on your way to work, when you're on your way home from work, whenever you're drinking your coffee, and you set the temperature, and then it just stays there exactly where you want it. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Check them out at burnoutmugs.com. I have embarked, on a new dimension to the show. I have recently changed over my entire video kit for the show, for the YouTube channel, and I've been reaching out to people, asking them to send me things that I can shoot video of. And let me set this up for you, okay? I have two handgun manufacturers that sponsor the show, Ace Firearms and Nighthawk. So, consequently, The only handguns I own are Ace Firearms and Nighthawk, except for CZ. For me, CZ is a different kind. In the 80s, when we were moving from the 1911 in the military to the Beretta M9, or the M92 as they called it, but we called it the M9, everybody in the units there at the time, in Germany, we were stationed in West Germany, we could go buy guns at something called the Rod and Gun Club. Now, while I was looking, and I was a young and stupid person, as most of us were in the military, but now the seasoned military veterans, while I was trying to get my hands on a Beretta, and I ended up going with the Taurus PT-99 because it was almost identical to the Beretta. It would fit in the holsters. They wouldn't use the magazines, of course, but it looked like it. So that's why I got that. Everybody else there that I knew that bought a handgun when we went to 9mm bought a CZ-75. And when I asked them why they were buying them, they told me, well, because you can't really get these in the States, and this is the best 9mm pistol in the world. I had never heard of them. You know, I would have thought, okay, well, we've had the 1911, why don't we have, and this is how young I was. I had seen the Browning High Power, and I did not know the same guy had designed the 1911. But I was like, why wouldn't we go to that one? Because it's the same kind of gun. But, you know, that was just me being stupid and young. So, they had just coined this term, Wonder 9. And everybody was getting in that game. Smith & Wesson did. Taurus did. And the early iterations were, you know, all steel framed. But I had never seen a CZ. CZ, which I can't pronounce what the letters stand for in Czechoslovakian, but it stands for Czech Armory in the native tongue. And they've been around building guns since 1936. So by the time they were segueing and we were looking at the Model 92 and everything, a lot of us had never heard of the CZ-75. Now, we could have bought them because back then you couldn't buy them here. You couldn't buy them here in the United States back in the 80s, as far as I can tell. And we could buy them in Europe and bring them home with us. And you know, for all the American gun nerds out there, that was a great day, you know. Nowadays, I look at the CZ-P07 and the CZ-P09, and I look at these as almost perfectly well-made single-action, double-action combat pistols with very few peers. I mean, I shoot them, I carry them. They're the only two non-sponsored guns I carry. But I have a fascination with CZ. So I reached out to CZ and I said, listen, would you send me something that I could film and review? So they did. and I was completely unprepared for what they sent me, and I just want to talk about this. If anybody has seen my video about the CZP-10C, I found that to be one of the best striker-fired guns I'd ever taken out of the box. It was mass-produced, especially the trigger, the feel of the gun, and everything else. It had one small flaw, and it's not really a flaw. It's just not being used to it. But their magazine release is truly ambidextrous, so when you're manipulating it, it is very firm, right? Because they have designed it that way, because when it is ambidextrous, if you are not trying to drop the magazine, they don't want you to inadvertently drop the magazine. So it is very, very firm by design. The trigger out of the box is one of the shortest breaks and resets I've ever seen in my life. The gun is superb. Small, you know, it's a Glock 19 size gun. So they sent me the first time I'd ever seen it was when I opened the box. They sent me a suppressor ready CZP-10C. Now, this is one of the gun itself, as far as the way the gun is designed and everything. If you're going to carry the gun in a concealed fashion, it is very uncluttered. There's very few things that are going to come out there and catch or snag if you're trying to draw the weapon. But, I mean, the suppressors, all of the execution on this gun is superb. It is absolutely superb. And the action of it, I mean, I know this is radio, but, I mean, you can hear the slide, and you can hear the trigger, and then you can hear the reset, which is just that quick, is outrageous. That's outrageous to be that short and quick. So, I will be taking this out, although I suspect as soon as we find a place to go, when JT and I go, I'm pretty sure JT, who has, ever since we shot that video with the CZP-10, he's been after me to get another CZP-10, and now that I've got this one, he may be asking me to call CZ up and see how much it would cost for him to buy it, because it's just that good. It comes with two extended magazines. When I say that, it's got plus twos on the base, so it's a 17-round gun, and it's suppressor ready. It's got the nice little cap on it and everything else. Very striking pistol. And talking about it doesn't do it justice. Although it is FDE green and black. They call it the gray gun. And I guess it is sort of gray. But it is definitely a very nice pistol. And I don't know. I'm a big P09, P07 kind of guy, but this could change my mind back to the P10Z real easy. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
USA Radio News.
Senator Susan Collins of Maine was one of the few undecided votes regarding Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. She did vote earlier on Friday to end the debate, but the Maine vote will be Saturday. She took to the Senate floor for nearly 45 minutes and at the end announced how she would vote.
My fervent hope is that Brett Kavanaugh will work to lessen the divisions in the Supreme Court, and so that public confidence in our judiciary and our highest court is restored. Mr. President, I will vote to confirm Judge Kavanaugh.
A Chicago police officer was convicted of second-degree murder on Friday in the 2014 shooting of a teenager that was captured on a dash cam video. This is USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
You know, getting your cup of coffee to that point. I mean, I've been looking for that forever because that optimal temperature of a cup of coffee, the sweet spot, where it tastes the best, is just elusive. Until now, burnoutmugs.com. I'm confused right now, and I'm trying to figure out how all this works. If I'm supposed to have rules to give me guidance for my behavior, by providing negative consequences for violation of those rules, it's not unreasonable to want to know exactly what the rules are. Except all these rules that I and the other normal people are expected to follow, they don't make a lot of sense. I just want to know what they are. Maybe you leftists and freedocons can help a brother out. Like that word right there, for example, brother. It denotes a gender, and I really want to know how the gender rules work. Now, for the purpose of this conversation, I'm just going to assume there's only two sexes, which is probably a massive social justice warrior felony in and of itself. So are both genders equal? It's confusing to me because I see a lot of leftists whining all the time about males, usually old and white ones. Is someone bad simply because he's a male? Is that actually a thing? So is someone therefore good because she's female? Is that how that works? Because if that's how it works, well, that doesn't seem very equal to me. And the same with the old and the white parts, too. Are you worse if you are old and better if you are young? Because being young is temporary. You know that, right? And if are you worse if you are white as opposed to some other hue? Because I thought that we weren't supposed to base an opinion of somebody on that, you know, on that, on the color of the skin. There's a word that I'm looking for when people who prejudge others based on those criteria. Oh, yeah, prejudice. So I need to know the rule. Is prejudice okay now? See, because I'm not okay with that. And the other normal people aren't either. We all agreed that you don't prejudge others based on sex or race or religion, and suddenly it seems the elite up and decided that now that's cool. Sometimes. Because those types of changes don't seem to be based on principle, but on political expedience. The notion that women never lie about sexual assault, for instance, seems a lot like a scam designed to intimidate people into allowing selected men to be railroaded into conviction in the court of public opinion, despite numerous infamous examples of women lying about rape. The elite's new rules might be less troubling if the elite's designated beneficiaries of these new rules weren't breaking them themselves. And, of course, even the hint that one might characterize a specific woman based on sexual stereotypes is greeted as horrific sexism. But what's wrong with sexism if it's okay to generalize about people based on their sex? See, that's the problem with the new rules. You don't just get to selectively apply them. If you normalize, say, prejudice, then pretty soon everyone is going to be prejudiced about everyone. And that's whataboutism, the hacks would shout at you, but it really isn't. What they label whataboutism is not so much excusing the rule violation of one person based upon the rule violation of another, as it is pointing out that there's no such rule at all. The elite is eliminating the rule against prejudice, and it's going to insist on acting surprised when people stop acting like there's a rule against prejudice. And the rules are confusing in other situations. Now, the elite insists that the alleged and disputed actions of Brett Kavanaugh as a drunk teen forever bar him from a seat on the Supreme Court. But how does that disqualification rule apply to other situations? Let's take Tex Kennedy. Beto O'Rourke drove drunk as a 26-year-old, got busted after nearly killing some people, tried to ditch the scene. Let's put aside whether he's lying to the voters about absconding and focus on the glug, glug, vroom, vroom part. Does an adult DUI disqualify him from the Senate? If not, why not? What are his undisputed actions less qualifying? Why than Kavanaugh's alleged one? If true, both represent at best huge misjudgments, but both subordinated the safety and the rights of others to the malefactor's personal desire. Both involved alcohol, but one involved a minor and the other an adult. Why aren't both disqualified? Can somebody explain the rule to me that makes both Kavanaugh irredeemable and Beto, pardon the expression, the toast of the Texas Democrats? What's the rule? Now, here's what I think. I think there actually are no rules anymore. I think the elite is so terrified it's losing its power that it's tossing out the foundations of the society that they're supposed to organize and manage, and that is the rules. I think our elite actually does not believe in rules, that their attempts at enforcing the rules are merely a grift designed to jam me and you up and provide a way to keep them, keep me and you in line. And I think we see this. We see that when the looming doofus Jim Comey lets pantsuit off after running down a list of crimes that would have sent any of us off to the pokey forever, we see that when we watch the Democrats line up to vote for Keith Ellison and Sherrod Brown after accusations that they beat up the women in their lives. Apparently, the new rule is if you believe only some women and only when it's convenient. And we've seen it when we watch the media demand the respect due unbiased truth tellers, even as they jump in squarely on the side of the elite. Our useless, worthless elite's craven abandonment of the basic rules that make a free and moral society in order to hold on to power over the short term is a long-term disaster. Because where there are no rules, then there is a vacuum. And that vacuum is filled by people exercising raw power. If you want the rule of power, elite, keep it up. Keep it up. Because there is one definite out there. And your buddy Mao, he was really fond of making the quotation, power grows, leftists, from the barrel of a gun. And all of us normal people, we have all the guns. Where does this leave you? It leaves you in a bad predicament, but don't worry. We've seen through your rules, just like we've seen, or your lack of them and everything else. We get it. We get what you're about, and don't worry. You see how it works. It works out really badly. It works out really badly for you, because tomorrow we're going to be seeing Associate Justice Kavanaugh of the Supreme Court. Listen for the gongs to come as your doom chimes. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Oh, yeah. I'm waiting on mine to get here. I am waiting on mine to get here. Because as soon as that happens, I will never have a cold cup of coffee again. Probably, I need to find out if this would keep iced coffee, if it maintains that temperature, too. I need to find that out. I will find that out by Monday. Let me explain what is going on here, just so you know. We were going to move, and we can't until after the first of the year. So I'm having these moments where I just get so congested that if I were to try to do a three-hour show, even with three guests, and I don't have to... So tell me about yourself, and then I just turn everything down. It's just something I can't handle. The resulting congestion and the pressure and everything, I mean, I hear myself coming back at me with enough volume to where I can hear every nuance in my voice. So that would just make my head explode, and that wouldn't sound good at all. My board ops would just panic. Well, I don't. Either they would panic or they'd be popping champagne corks. I don't know. Something in between, I'm sure. But that's what's going on with me. So I'm when I'm not here, that's what's going on. I'm trying to stay out of the house as much as I can, and that helps a lot. But this past, a lot of things changed this week, and talk about that later. Political violence is not a new thing. It is, and in 2018, it's a very, very present thing throughout the world. In the last 2 years in South Africa, 90 politicians and other high-level government officials have been assassinated. Most of the time in ambushes via close-range gunfire, some in their cars, some in their driveways, some in their homes, some at their desks. Victims of these political murders are not white apartheid-era officials. Victims are all black and current members in good standing of the communist ANC. But all of them made the mistake of being a little too honest. They mostly inadvertently, casually mention rampant political corruption at the highest levels of the South African ANC government. Gangs of heavily armed hitmen, their version of Antifa, were subsequently dispatched to take them out, usually within days of that indiscretion. With communists everywhere, over there, definitely here now, there is zero tolerance for individuality, independent thinking, nor personal integrity. What does that sound like to you that I'm describing right now? Of course, when communists are in power, other political parties are absolutely forbidden, but even within their own party, mild dissent, even some sort of slight hesitance in blindly going along with the party line brings down immediate sanctions, much more severe even than those reserved for those in open opposition. So think Joe Manchin being blown away in this particular instance. Over here, moderate Democrats, especially, heaven forbid, the conservative Democrats, had better be looking over their respective shoulders, because Antifa openly claims that they maintain a list. Those who stand in the way of socialists slash communists, because that's what they really are, seldom die of old age. Another thing that Mao liked to say was, communism is not love. Communism is the hammer we use to crush our enemies. Now, as an aside, these communists that are here right now, they're not really interested in your safety, by the way, when they start talking about gun control. Here's a little quip from you. A committee is a group of people who individually can do nothing, but who as a group can meet and decide that there's nothing that can be done. Most people, I mean all, well, not just most people, are far more vulnerable than they imagine. In a recounting from a student of John Farnham, we get this. 2 weeks ago, my housekeeper, a naturalized American citizen born in Brazil, was shopping at 9 p.m. in a nearby supermarket in an upper-middle-class neighborhood. She is attractive, but dresses and conducts herself conservatively. She was attacked and sexually battered while innocently pushing a cart down an aisle. A man she didn't know had been following her for several minutes. Suddenly, he grabbed her from behind, pulled her close to him, groped her, and tried to kiss her. She screamed and struggled. He precipitously released her after several seconds and then asked her not to call the police, and he subsequently casually walked out of the store. She immediately called 911 on her cell phone. She also summoned the store manager. There was one other customer who was close by and who'd witnessed the entire attack. He did not intervene and walked out of the store without helping, not saying anything. The store manager sheepishly assured her that the suspect would never be allowed back in the store, and she emphatically told him and police she wanted the event investigated and that she would sign a criminal complaint. Responding police and the store manager nonchalantly told her that would all be unnecessary and that she was overreacting. And this happened 2 weeks ago. The local police department has never gotten back to her, nor has the store manager, nor corporate headquarters. There's been no arrest, no investigation, no warning notice has ever been posted in the store about the attack. You are right. We are all right when we make a presumption that we are on our own. Now, somebody like this that does this is not just something they do occasionally. This is somebody who has done this kind of attack on a regular basis, has for years, going to continue to do it. And he doesn't have a lot of concern about it being arrested or prosecuted. I would be willing to bet that a lot of his victims have been subsequently told by both police and local merchants alike to keep quiet about it because negative publicity is bad for the business, and we don't want people getting upset. So despite all of this flowery, double-tongued, boilerplate rhetoric, ambient parties are far more concerned about protecting cash flow and advancing careers than they're ever going to be about anybody's personal safety. And this should not be surprising to you. It's not surprising to me. You have to adopt some very icy determination, and you've got to decide to maintain your own personal individual state of readiness. Don't feel like putting on your pistol or wearing a tire that's going to conceal that. Don't want to be bothered putting your M4 AK in the car. Do you have your tactical treatment of gunshot wound kit with you? Worried about violating some stupid rule intended to keep you a perpetually helpless, frightened victim? Not doing those things means that you make a decision. And it's your decision to make, and your life depends on your decisions quite literally every day, all day, every time. One of the unfortunate things is there may be some legal risk involved in maintaining a reasonable state of readiness, but it pales in comparison to being naively prepared. And I'll tell you one thing, authorities and politicians are surely not going to tell you any of that stuff. Now, I don't know how it is where you live, where I live. I can carry just about anything I want in the car in a certain state, but I can have it, and I can have everything ready to go. And I do. Carry a gun everywhere I go. And I do. And I have a trauma kit. And I hope I never have to use them. But if I do have a need for them, I've got them, and nobody else is going to have them. And me and mine, we're going to get out in time. So, I'll be working on staying here. Stand in front of this microphone. And between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It's always been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.